So let's review. Today we began the seventh perek. Shloisha she'achol ka'achas chayovin lezamin. Our Mishnah began by teaching that three people who eat a meal together should join together in saying birchas hamazon, referred to as birchas haziman. The Mishnah then goes on to list numerous types of people and foods when eaten exclusively that cannot be counted as part of a zimun group. One who eats forbidden food, such as tevel, cannot count as one of the three people of the zimun group. Also, a waiter who ate less than a kezayis cannot join the zimun group, and neither can a Gentile, an Eved, a woman, or a minor count towards the required three people in the zimun group. The Gemara begins by asking, Minohan Amili, from where do we learn that three people who ate together are required to join the zimun? Rav Asi says from the pasuk of Gadol Hashem Iti Unirem Mishma Yachtav, and Rav Avohu says from the pasuk Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havogoydel Elikenu. Both of these psukim imply that there is a concept of having one person, a leader, call out to two other people to join him in blessing Hashem. Itmar, Shnaim Sha'achlu Ka'echad. While it is clear from the Mishnah that there is no obligation for a group of only two people to join in the Zimun, the Gemara cites a dispute as to whether two people are permitted to join together for Birchas HaZimun if they so wish. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Chadama Imratz L'Zamen Mezamnen, Chadama Imratz L'Zamen Ein Mezamnen. The Gemara explains that even according to the one that says Mezamnen, they only are permitted but not obligated, whereas with three there is an obligation. Therefore, once there are three, we say, that an obligation was established, and therefore, ein rishon l'chalek. One may not leave the group, since the remaining two will only have a lesser voluntary zimun, as opposed to a chiyuv for zimun. The Gemara then goes on to say, regarding a zimun of three, if one of them leaves the room, the remaining two men can perform zimun by calling out to him, as he answers, baruch shechalnu mishaloi, from afar, wherever he is. However, regarding a zimun with 10 people, if one person leaves the room, that person cannot answer from afar. For since in the case of a minyan, Hashem's name is mentioned, as they say, Baruch Elikeinu Shechal Mishalai, the zimun blessing may not be recited unless all 10 people are together in the same room. The Gemara cites a braisa that teaches that when only two people eat together, instead of three or more, then each person should recite his own Birchas HaMazon. However, if one of them is an ignorant person who does not know how to recite Birchas HaMazon, then he may be yaitzer by listening to his friend recited for him, even though there is no zimun group of three. Rava teaches that when there is a group of three people eating together, and two of them finish their meal and are ready to bench, it is proper for the third person to interrupt his meal and answer the zimun blessing, thereby allowing the other two to bench. However, in the reverse case, where only one person is ready to bench, the other two people don't have to interrupt their meal to answer zimun for the third person. The Gemara then cites an incident which Rav Papa and another person interrupted their meal to answer zimun for a third person. And the Gemara explains that they actually were not obligated to do so, since two need not interrupt their meal for a third person. But they interrupted their meal anyway, for they conducted themselves lefnim mishuras hadin. The Gemara cites an incident where three rabbanim of equal stature, karchi rifta bahadodi, they ate together but did not join in zimun, because lo hava b'hu chad, they have muflig mechavri levruchi lehu. They believe that zimun is reserved for cases where there is one person in the group who is markedly greater than the others so that he can lead the zimun. Merima, however, informed them that they were wrong, for he said that there is always an obligation to perform zimun, even when everyone in the group is of equal stature. Merima also told them that since they already recited Birchas HaMazon, they forfeited the mitzvah of zimun, ein zimun l'mafreya, because zimun can only be recited prior to benching, but not afterwards. The Gemara then discusses, bo umatzan kishehim bevarchim. What a person who did not eat should say upon hearing a group of three people reciting zimun. The Gemara concludes that if he is present at the beginning of the zimun blessing and he hears the leader say, Nevarech she'echalnu mishaloi, he should answer, Baruch u'mevarech, which means he should say, Baruch u'mevarech shmei tamid li'olam vad. And if he first encountered the zimun group later while they are already answering, Baruch she'echalnu mishaloi v'tibachinu, he should simply answer amen to their blessing. The Gemara then discusses, when one should answer Amen after his own bracha. The Gemara concludes that, as a general rule, one should not answer Amen after his own bracha, except in the case of the bracha of Bayin Yerushalayim and Birchas HaMazon. Amen is recited at that point in benching to indicate that the biblical portion of Birchas HaMazon ends with the blessing of Bayin Yerushalayim, and the next bracha, Atayv HaMeitiv, is only of rabbinic origin. Adav concludes with the Gemara relating that Abai would customarily recite the Amen after Bayin Yerushalayim out loud, to indicate to the laborers that they were permitted to stop benching and return to their work at that point, for the sages did not require laborers to recite the rabbinic blessing of Atayv HaMeitiv. Rav Ashi, on the other hand, was careful to recite the Yomein after Bayin Yerushalayim quietly, precisely because he did not want people to be lax with the recitation of the following bracha of Atayva Meitav.